AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. New Jersey's senior senator Bob Menendez came out swinging tonight in Newark after being indicted on corruption charges by a federal grand jury.
For nearly 3 years, I've lived under a Justice Department cloud. And today, I'm outraged that this cloud has not been lifted.
Menendez is accused of using his office to improperly benefit a Florida eye doctor who made political donations to the senator and provided him with trips aboard his luxury jet in exchange for what the government says was political favors. The physician is also charged in the case. Nuclear talks between Iran and six world powers, including the U.S., have gone into double overtime tonight in Switzerland. White House spokesman Josh Earnest explains why the talks have been extended for yet another day.
The sense that we have is, yes, that the talks continue to be productive and that progress is being made.
The immediate goal is to reach the outline of a permanent deal that would limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting crippling international sanctions. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has reversed course and now says he won't sign a religious rights bill that critics say would allow discrimination against gays. Among those urging Hutchinson not to sign the bill are his son and officials with the Arkansas-based Walmart company.
The issue has become divisive because our nation remains split on how to balance the diversity of our culture with the traditions and firmly held religious convictions.
In Indiana, lawmakers are meeting to modify a similar law after a national backlash. On Wall Street, discouraging economic news drove the Dow down 78 points. This is AP Radio News. An internet company raised nearly $500 million today in its initial public offering on Wall Street.
GoDaddy, the internet domain name registrar known for its racy television commercials, sold 23 million shares at $20 apiece in its New York Stock Exchange IPO. That was $1 a share better than expected. The company's shares rose 31% in its market debut, closing at $26.15. The banks managing the offering may buy up to 3 million more shares. GoDaddy, which uses race car driver Danica Patrick as a spokeswoman, lost $143 million last year, but its revenue grew 23% to $1.4 billion. Warren Levinson, New York.
Seattle's new $15 minimum wage law is beginning to go into effect today. And McDonald's says it's going to raise pay for its workers at its company-owned U.S. restaurants. It does not include franchises. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.